This story is written by Jimmy McGilchrist. Lance Corporal James Christie, service number 242532, of the 1st 6th Royal Warwick Regiment. James Christie was born on the 22nd of December 1898 in Perth Road, Scroon, to Andrew and Francis Christie. According to the 1901 census, James was one of seven children. At the time, his father was working as a warehouse man. After leaving school, James worked as a van driver in Scroon, where he lived until enlisting with the Highland Cycle Corps in early October 1914. At the age of 16 years and 2 months, all cycle units were initially deployed to protect the British coastline. He was attached to Special Reserves, concentrating on home defence and training. Reserves were involved, local defence, and James would not have been eligible for action until he was 18 years old. By May 1916, James was Lance Corporal, and he was drafted into the 1st 6th Royal Warwick Regiment. Three battalions of the regiment all stationed at Coventry. On mobilisation, they landed at Maha, where the formation came the 143 Brigade of the 48th Division, and they engaged in various action in the Western Front. The British Expeditionary Forces were involved in the Second Battle of Ains and the Battle of Nesse Ridge. Some of the bloodiest battles were fought in these conflicts. Many of the soldiers were involved in digging mines and counter mines in an attempt to blow up the enemy trenches. A young man of 18 years of age must have been horrendous, not knowing if he or his fellow comrade would survive. It is recorded that throughout his time, he showed himself to be a fine leader. On the 19th of June 1917, James was assigned to take part in a night raid. The attack was made 1,400 yards in front of Bosie on the Papa to Canberra Road. Although there is no specific details available, it is presumed killed in this engagement. James Christie was only 19 years old when he was killed. His exact resting place cannot be identified. He is remembered with honour in the Arras Memorial, Bay 3. The Arras Memorial commemorates almost 35,000 servicemen from the United Kingdom, South Africa and New Zealand, died in the Arras sector between the spring of 1916 and the 7th of August 1918. The eve of advance to victory, James was awarded the Victory and the British Medal. We will remember them.